Blog Talk Radio.
They think dominant football and who we are. Let's go home and do what we gotta do. This is the hell. This is the hell. This is the hell. Take it on three. One, two, three. Take it.
They wanted the show. We're gonna put on a show face. Yeah, that's one thing we're gonna do, fight, fight.
He's got something. 30, he's 40, got something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got it.
20, 10,
he's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Let's go home.
Touchdown. Touchdown.
It's called swag.
Touchdown. Touchdown.
If you don't like us dancing, then don't let us get in the end zone.
Good afternoon, good night. I'm here with, this is Chadwick George with the College Football Show. We're back. We took a week off, but we're back now. I'm here with my boy Real. Say hello to the folks, a.k.a. Mark.
Yo, what's up, everybody? What's up?
All right, guys. The season is moving. It's week 5 of college football already. This week is week 5. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into our topics this week. So our first topic, we're going to do a recap of last week because we didn't get to do a pre-show. We're going to do a recap of last week. So the first game I want to go over is probably the most disappointing game last week because I expected it to be good, was the Georgia and Mississippi State game. Reals, what was your thoughts on that?
The Georgia and Mississippi State game, I mean, yeah, you expected it to be good. Two high-ranked teams. And Georgia just completely dominated the game, running and through the air. Jake Form, this kid who stepped in for Jacob Eason, he looks to be a really good quarterback. 9 for 12 passing for 200 yards. And then, you know, as Georgia usually does, they move the ball on the ground, 42 carries, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mississippi State just looked like they had nothing on offense. I don't think they completed 50% of their passes. So that right there pretty much sums up the story of the game. It was very disappointing. Two ranked SEC opponents and one completely dominated the other.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Jake Former is very impressive. He went 9 for 12 for 200 passing yards. Like, can't do better than that for just to be in a fill-in. Like, he looked really good. Their run game was pretty good. Mississippi State's offense was god-awful. Georgia's defense is very good, too. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Georgia's defense, but Mississippi State's offense, I mean, it just didn't look any reason to be on that field that day. I mean, it was just disappointing because you expect SEC football to be smash mouth in your mouth, like, go straight for it, like, to be a tough game, but that game was honestly disappointing, and I expected a lot more. But enough with that game. I want to go to the big upset this week. Me, did I feel what was the big upset? You have Florida State losing to who did they lose to? Florida State lost to NC State. What were your I don't know if you guys caught a glimpse of anything of that game. Like, what were your thoughts on that game? If you did at all.
Hey, hold on just a second.
All right. Well, I'll chuck mine. So, I feel NC State went out there and they just outplayed them. Florida State, as we know, their quarterback is out. Their star quarterback is out. So, that hurt them. Their backup quarterback didn't play bad. I mean, he went 22 for 38. He threw the ball a lot, 278 passing yards, but he wasn't converting when he needed to convert. They had no run game. NC State just came out there and smashed them. They just played smash-mouth football against them. They beat them at their own game. Their quarterback went 22 for 32 with 230 passing yards. I mean, most of the times, I mean, when you throw for 278 yards, you expect yourself to win. But like I said, it was more of a, I wouldn't say a high-scoring football game, but, I mean, the offense was taking over. It was about who was going to get that first stop, and NC State's defense got that first stop. I was very impressed with their receiver, though. I think his name is Myers. He had like 110 yards, though, and one touchdown. I mean, he was playing awesome. I mean, even with Florida State had a receiver, too. They had, I think he had like over 100 yards, too. His name was, I think his name is Tate or something. I think his last name is Tate. And he did amazing. I mean, it was a good game. I mean, NC State went out there and they played their role and they did what they were supposed to do. It was good coaching on NC State side, but they came out to win. I was very impressed with NC State. You back, Rose, or no?
Yeah. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very big upset. Florida State starts the season 0-2, which is very un-Florida State-like. obviously, losing Francois plays a part in that. But their quarterback, I don't know, he didn't turn the ball over, but just doesn't look like he did. Well, he turned the ball over. He fumbled once, but he didn't throw any picks. It just seems like he didn't do enough for them to win, I guess I would say. But like you said, there was a receiver for NC State that had 12 catches, 64 yards, not a lot, but 12 catches is really impressive. And then they had another receiver named Myers, 5 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown. And then Tate, 9 catches, 138 yards and a touchdown. Looked like some solid receivers on both teams. Neither one of them really had that great of a run game going. And I guess that's pretty important for Florida State to get their run game going, but they didn't. Unfortunate for them, they lost their quarterback this early in the year. I think that's going to hurt them most of the season.
Yeah, I agree definitely on that. All right, let's go to the Tennessee. Let's go to the TSU Oklahoma State game from last week. TCU, I go first. TCU went out there, and honestly, Oklahoma State came back a little, but I mean, it still lost by a lot. TCU went out there and dominated them, and I was very shocked because, as we said at the beginning, like at the beginning of the year, we thought Oklahoma State was going to be the best team, if not the second best team, which they still think they are. I think they just had an off game, but TCU they put a case up there for themselves with Kenny Hill. Throwing, I mean, he didn't play great, but he played enough for them to get the win. I would say it was more of their defense. And honestly, their defense went out there and played smash mouth football. They caused 3 interceptions. I mean, that alone tells you enough of it. Kenny Hill played a good game also, though. I mean, he didn't play great, but he did decent. 228 passing yards, so 22 for 33 passing isn't bad. He only had 1 touchdown, though. That was the thing about it. Their run game, I mean, they had 238 rushing yards in total. I mean, you can't stop the run. If you can't stop the run, then you're not going to be able to do too much. Oklahoma State's defense looked very bad. So that's the main thing that I saw out of that game. Oklahoma State's defense was not good at all. They couldn't stop TCU at all. But TCU's offense was lightning. I mean, it was nice seeing them actually play like an old TCU team. So I was impressed by TCU that game. Disappointed Oklahoma State a lot, though.
I know they kept saying throughout the game, and even before the game started, that Oklahoma State, I guess, was missing their 2 best offensive linemen in the game. They weren't there. So I'm guessing that somewhat had to be a part of it. But just an off game for Mason Rudolph and the Oklahoma State offense. They had only 4 turnovers on the offensive end. Mason Rudolph with 2 picks and a fumble. And then their wide receiver threw an interception. So 4 turnovers against another ranked opponent. Most teams are going to make you pay for it, and TCU did. Like you said, TCU had it going on the ground. 232 rushing yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. Kenny Hill did not play the best, but he did enough for them to win with Oklahoma making those mistakes. So props to TCU for going into Oklahoma State and pulling off the upset.
All right, so it was a lot of good games last week. I want to go over two more, I think. See, it's just hard because it was so many good games last week. But one of them I have to go over. As you know, I go to University of Kentucky, and I have to go over this game. They played Florida last week, and they had the game in the bag. They were up by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And every time I think about it, it just makes me mad. Everybody knows I'm an Ohio State fan, but like I said, I go to Kentucky. So, hey, I'm a Kentucky fan also. So, last week, I don't know if you watched it at all. They had the lead, fourth quarter. They literally gave up two touchdowns to wide-open people. They didn't guard them. Everybody was making fun of them, too, on Twitter. So, I'm pretty sure somebody, you saw a glimpse of it. They did not guard them. They gave up, a 40-yard touchdown, literally, to a wide-open person. And then they gave up one at the 20-yard, like the 10-yard line or something, wide open again. After, what makes it worse is, it wasn't like, oh, they didn't call a timeout or anything. They were out of timeouts. They came out of the timeout and left somebody wide open. So my main thing is, that's either you getting out-coached, and the defensive coach and the head coach didn't notice that the fact that they didn't guard, they didn't put the formation out there, or the players, I mean, it's on both of them. What in their right mind thinks, oh, well, somebody's out there on the outside. Maybe I should look over there and possibly go guard them, possibly. I didn't understand that at all. They had the game won. Like I said, Stevie Johnson played actually a very good game. I mean, people like to knock Stevie Johnson because they say he can't throw the ball, but he actually played a very good game. And I think Benny Snell played a good game. I think all around Kentucky played a good game. They just had two mishaps. I mean, that hurt. And then you were allowed on your kicker, hit a 57-yard field goal. And for college, even for NFL, that's a long field goal. And he almost hit it. The accuracy was there. It was his strength. I mean, I don't think the better team – I mean, like I said, the Florida won, but – I mean, Florida won. Kentucky was supposed to win that game. I feel like Kentucky was supposed to win that game. But Florida won. That's that. Florida played a good game. Kentucky definitely should have won that game, in my opinion.
I'm watching the replay right now. The touchdown, Florida State, before they had to take the lead. And, I mean, these guys had a receiver split out with nobody on him and 11 defenders standing at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
I don't even know if you call that I don't know what you call that. Like, for anybody that plays video games out there, it's almost like playing Madden and run committing, and everybody runs at the quarterback, and you just leave people wide open.
They had a field goal formation out there.
Yeah, they ran field goal block. That's one of the worst. That's pretty bad. Yeah. Florida,
you know, it was another one earlier in the game for 40 yards. That's the one, that one pissed me off. But it was another one for 40 yards that they left open once again.
Yeah, I don't really think Florida State is I don't think Florida's that great of a team. I think they're really good on defense. They find a way to stick around, and then they make something stupid happen at the end of games. I mean, they did it against Tennessee.
Yep.
That was the worst. I don't know. Maybe the man above is just on their side this season.
I don't know, man. But if you see, I don't understand how you left a wide open man open. That's gonna kill you every time I think of that. Like, you left a wide open man open twice out of timeouts, though. Like, literally, they came out of timeouts and left the person open. That's just blowing a game, in my opinion. You just, you can't blow the game like that. You got to do better. You have to do better. But I'm going to move on to the last game we're going to talk about. And like I said, it was two other good games that were, what you call it, which was the Baylor-Oklahoma game, which was very good. Baker Mayfield go out there and get the win. As he would say, y'all must have forgot who my daddy was. I mean, that I'm your dad. Yeah, he's funny. I'll tell you, Baker Mayfield is funny. He's having fun out there, so I can't complain about him. But I'm going to go to the Penn State-Iowa game because I felt that game was a little bit more interesting, which they both were very interesting. But I felt that Penn State-Iowa game was a little more interesting. At the beginning of the season, I do remember we both saying that Iowa can always – they always give problems to ranked opponents in the Big Ten, which they did. They did exactly what that is. They played great defense. They didn't shut down Saquon Barkley, but they shut down the pass a little, enough to watch to get for enough for them to be close. They had to win, but like I said, McSorley went out there and made a play. They won the game. I mean, it was great. But what I do want to say is Saquon Barkley had a 211 yards rushing with like 90 receiving yards. The kid's a monster. Like, the kid is a monster. And on Iowa's part, they're going to upset one of these teams this season. I mean, they didn't upset Penn State, but I think one of these teams are going to get upset. It's going to be crazy which one it is, but they are. We'll see, though.
You said somebody's going to get upset by Iowa?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the only ranked opponent they got left to play at their house is those Buckeyes.
Yeah, you know, it's possible. It might be. It's possible. You never know, you know, but hey, you never know with my boy JT Barry. You know, he might come out there slinging a rock, he might not. You never know.
I mean, if y'all can borrow Saquon Barkley, you should be fine.
Oh, we can borrow Saquon. If anybody can borrow Saquon Barkley, I mean, they'll be all right. They might win every game. I mean, oh, my God. I don't want to say he's their team, but you might as well say he is. I mean, they have good players all around. Don't get me wrong, but 211 rushing yards and 94 receiving yards? I mean, geez. The guy is just a monster.
Hey.
It's crazy.
Somebody wanted to win the game, man.
Oh yeah, of course. That's the way you gotta have with it too. I mean, I was very impressed with him. But let's go ahead and move on though. Our next topic is, which I know we covered the first week, but I want to go back to it though. Who's the best conference right now, and who do you think the most overrated conference is? I'm going to hear your opinion first.
I mean, it's the same. It hasn't changed. I still think the Big Ten is the best conference. I mean, it's kind of hard to argue against it. I mean, you got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got four teams in the top, so it's kind of hard to go against it. I think the most overrated conference is the SEC, as always. They got some solid teams in the SEC, like, you know, Georgia's 4-0, they're solid. Auburn's 3-1. I don't see them as a threat though. Florida 2-1. I don't think they're that good. Mississippi State, they're 3-1, and they got smoked by Georgia. So I don't know how good this conference really is. I still think it's really
Alabama dependent. I thought Georgia was going to be a sleeper team this year, and they are. They're ranked 7th in the country right now, standing at 4-0, and that's with their backup quarterback. I said I wouldn't be shocked if somehow that they beat Alabama. I don't think that's going to happen anymore, but I wouldn't be shocked if they did. But I still think they're the most overrated conference. I think the SEC has been the most overrated conference probably since Cam Newton left.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think, like I said, my stuff hasn't changed, Jaber. Like I said, obviously, I mean, you have to pick the Big Ten as number one. They have four teams ranked in the top ten. I think Ohio State's out of the top ten now for some reason. But, hey, they have four teams ranked in the top ten now. I mean, for right now. Florida, I mean, what you call it? SEC does have, like six teams in a top 25. I don't think that justifies it because LSU should not be ranked. I'm sorry. Nor should Mississippi State. Neither one of them should be ranked right now at all. Florida definitely should. Yeah, granted, they are 24-25, but in my opinion, they shouldn't be ranked. But you can't really argue right now with who's the best conference because, I mean, I think it's easily, like I said, it's easily right now is the Big Ten.
I mean, you can argue that the ACC is overrated, but only people, teams that they talk about, honestly, is Clemson and Louisville. And then you got Miami this year, but nobody really talks about Miami to say that they're overrated or underrated or anything. They're just there right now. But I definitely agree with you on that point, though. It hasn't changed at all. I mean, Alabama still carries the SEC, and they probably will until Nick Saban retires. Maybe even after that. You never know. But let's move on. This is an interesting thing. I think about a week ago now, Colin Cowherd said if Alabama was to lose a game this season, they wouldn't make it to the college football playoffs. And I want to hear your take on that. Do you agree, disagree, and why?
They lost a game this year. They wouldn't make the college football playoffs. It's kind of hard to say that. They always play teams that are ranked. The SEC teams stay ranked. Now, are they the best teams? No. But, I mean, other than the Big Ten, they probably play the second best competition, I would say. I mean, look, they played Florida State, who was ranked 3, and they handled them. They play LSU, who they always hype the game up. So no matter what, it's going to be considered a big win. It's always going to be considered a big win. Then they play Mississippi State, whose record could be different at the time. And then they play Auburn, who they always consider a good big game. So I think it's kind of hard for them. I don't think they would lose. If they do, I don't know. It all depends on what other teams' records are and what it looks like. So you can't just say they wouldn't make the playoffs. That's definitely an argument, I guess. But it would be hard for me to say that they wouldn't make the playoffs if they lost the game, because I think multiple teams will have at least one loss.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a couple of one-loss teams, maybe one or two in the playoffs. Only way that I see them not making the playoffs is if they was to lose to Auburn in the last game, because that would hurt them. But it still depends, though. I mean, because if they make it to the SEC championship game, then they're going to be who it's Florida and Kentucky. It's like the top two teams over there on the other side. So they're going to be both of those teams. So they'll get in even if Auburn has a better in-conference record than them and they have to play in the SEC conference game, then that's the only way I see Alabama not making it. I don't like the fact, like last week, it's sad when last week, you know, fans were hyping up that Vanderbilt versus Alabama game. Like, I don't understand. I don't know about that one. Like, you can't. Vanderbilt, why is Vanderbilt getting hyped up as a football team? I don't understand that one. I didn't understand that still. I mean, like you said, they play LSU and Mississippi State and Auburn. They have 3 ranked teams left. You have Tennessee, which was ranked. So I don't see them, like I said, if they was to lose to Auburn, that's the only way I see them missing the playoffs, though. But it's definitely, like you said, it's definitely an argument that you can't make about that, though.
I mean, even if they get to the SEC championship game, it's not a shoo-in. They might have to play Georgia. And like I said, I really think Georgia could do something with them. I think that Georgia team's a really talented football team.
Oh, I think they are, too. I forgot about Georgia being on the other side. I forgot they're not on the same. They're not in the West like them. They're in the East. I forgot they're in the East. But, because if they got to play Georgia, it's not a shoo-in. That's true. They're definitely not a shoo-in. Especially the way they've been playing too. But so far, I mean, I forgot what you said your original 4 teams were in the college football playoffs. But give me an updated college football playoff thing. Updated college for your 4 playoff teams. Apologize.
I'm gonna go Alabama to start. I don't see them losing a regular season game. At number 2. I am going to go with Clemson. I think they've already taken care of 2 of the teams that should beat them. I think tomorrow is going to
tomorrow's going to be the game that really tests them. If they get past tomorrow's game, I think they should be fine. So I'll put Clemson in there. I would like to put Oklahoma in, but it's just so tough because they have three ranked opponents left. I think they'll beat West Virginia. I think they should beat TCU too, but then that Oklahoma game, if Oklahoma has their offensive line, I still think that's a game that you need to watch. It's coming up in about a month or so, and I think that'll be their game. So I'm not going to lock them in right as of now. Other team, two teams. Stayed in either. I just think they still have to play Michigan. They still have to play Ohio State. Those two games are going to be tough for them. I really think they're going to lose one of them, which I think will hurt them because after the Michigan and Ohio State games, they play them back-to-back. The rest of their schedule just isn't that great. And outside of the Michigan-Ohio State games, their schedule isn't that great, period. I mean, they played Akron, Pitt, Georgia State, I believe, Iowa, which they had a close game with. They play Indiana this week, then Northwestern, Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan State's not that great. Rutgers, not that great. Nebraska, not that great.
They suck. Let's be honest here. Rutgers suck.
And then Maryland.
Did they put 90 or 80 or something on them?
Dude, they always get put 80. They always get 80 put on them. It's no surprise. I just don't see Penn State making it because they're probably going to lose one of the two games to Michigan or Ohio State, and they could easily lose both of them. So I just don't see them making it. Washington's interesting. I could see them making it if they go undefeated. But I think they'll get upset somewhere along the lines. It's really tough, man, outside of Alabama and Clemson.
Stop being modest and put your Wolverines in there like you want to. I know you want to.
Nah, I can't, man. I can't put them in because
I know you don't like I know you don't like Will Smith, but guess what? He's undefeated right now. Stop being modest.
Nah, he ain't the quarterback no more.
Oh, you're right, he's on corn. I forgot about that. Y'all made the change.
Well, we didn't make the change. Our quarterback got nailed.
Yeah, well, y'all needed to make a change anyway. They both pretty bad anyway, but hey.
I don't know if I could put – you know what? I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm going to give you my four. The final four is going to be Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and USC.
USC. All right. Of course, I got to go with Alabama. It's hard for you. They're going undefeated this season, in my opinion. So I'm not gonna go against the grain and not put them in there. That would be very unintelligent. Two, like I say, like how you said, Clemson done. They beat Louisville already. Did they already play Miami yet? They play Miami.
Did Clemson play Miami?
Yeah.
They actually don't play them this year.
Oh, well, yeah, see, unless they end up messing up and losing, they got Virginia Tech this week, so that's pretty much their last hard game they have to play that's going to be actually give them a test. So I think they're pretty much in. I mean, I don't know if they play NC State either this year. NC State usually gives them NC State usually gives them a problem. They gave them a problem last year. They went on a field goal last year. So that'll be a good game to watch in a couple weeks. But Clemson would definitely be my second pick. My third pick, I'm gonna go with Baker. You know he planted that flag in there. I'm still a little salty. He planted the flag in the middle of our field. But I got to go to Baker. He's playing amazing football. He's playing amazing football. And right now, like I said, Oklahoma State, I think that's the last chance they have to be. I mean, who you said they play Oklahoma? They got Oklahoma State. Who else do they have? I know they play another TCU. They have TCU also. So those two games are two games to watch. But I actually feel like that if Baker Mayfield plays like how he's been playing, I feel like he can pull both of those wins out. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma. And for my last one, I want to go – I don't know. It's hard. I think it's going to be a one-loss team in the playoffs. So I'm going to go – it's tough. I don't want to go with USC because I think USC is actually going to lose today, which we'll talk about later. I don't have no faith in their team too much. So I'm gonna go with Penn State. Even though, like I said, it's subject to change with it too, because I definitely understand, like I said, their schedule is it's weak compared to all the other Big Ten teams. But granted, they have, like I said, they play Ohio State and they play Michigan back to back. If they win both of those games, they'll definitely get in. If they lose one, then that changed the whole dynamic of it. Then I will – it's going to – I think you got to put a Big Ten team in there. So it's going to be one of them. So keep it simple, though. Oklahoma – well, Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Penn State. That's my four. I'm going to go with – all right. So let's see. Let's go to the Heisman update. Yeah. Man, can't go past that. So who do you have on winning Heisman right now at the moment?
Baker Mayfield, and it's not even close.
Think Baker?
Baker Mayfield, and it's not even close.
I don't know. I mean, I got Baker Mayfield winning Heisman right now. I'm not going to say it's not close, though. I can't say that. Because I think Saquon Barkley, yes, you can make that argument. Saquon Barkley is up there with him. I mean, we're putting up almost 200 yards almost every week. I mean, it's hard not to put him at number one. But I think Baker Mayfield, as far as being a quarterback and going out there to beat, two ranked teams so far, and then going out there and being composed and coming from behind, I think, down 7 or 10 last week and winning. I mean, the kid, I mean, he's having fun. He's out there having fun. I mean, people don't like him because he's talking crap now, but, I mean, I love it. He's out there having fun, and he's confident in himself, and that's the way you have to be. I think he's definitely number one right now. I mean, he has a team 4-0 right now. He beat Ohio State at their field. He just beat Baylor. And I'm pretty – he played Baylor at their field, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat him at their field. I mean, he's playing amazing right now. But I think it's a close – like I said, Saquon Barkley is a close second, though. I'm not going to say it's not close. I think Saquon Barkley is a close second. If he has it'll be close depending on, like I said, whoever loses first, we'll see. But I definitely think Saquon Barkley is a close second.
Baker Mayfield has 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. Lowest completion percentage, 63%.
I mean, I'm not saying anything about him, not which college. I think he's playing amazing football. But, I mean, when you have 211 rushing yards with 94 receiving yards, yeah, it was against Iowa, but, I mean, that's impressive. Nevertheless, that's impressive.
Oh,
I mean, it's not like he's doing it once a week either. I mean, it's not like he's doing it once every while. He's doing it almost every week. I mean, at the moment, 66 attempts, he has 518 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns over 4 games. I'd say it's impressive. But like I said, 13 touchdowns, you can't argue with it. 13 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, that's impressive. Most quarterbacks with 13 touchdowns, they have at least one interception. The man hasn't threw an interception yet, so I'm not going to argue the fact that he's definitely number one from a Heisman right now. But like I said, I think which guy's a close second, though, Saquon Barkley. But anything else on that?
No.
And then I did have another part to that too. We had talked about Lamar Jackson the week before, 2 weeks ago now. You said he was overrated. I said he wasn't. So, I might have to jump on your bandwagon and say that he is overrated. Do you still think he's overrated? I know you're going to say yes, but give me after that game he had against Clemson, I know you're going to say yes. But go ahead and just go ahead and go in on him. Why not? Take your time and go in.
Can we stop talking about this guy? I don't feel like there's nothing to talk about. He just runs around, plays backyard football. It works sometimes. Play somebody good, it's not going to work.
All right.
He had a chance to prove himself against Clemson, and to me, he got outplayed by Kelly Bryant, Martavis Bryant's little brother. I'm not impressed, man.
Let me go ahead. You know, let's have some fun here. I do recall myself saying last week that somebody should take a chance on him in the top 10 with a pick. Now I would say he does not deserve to go first round. He deserves to go second. He needs to be picked high second round. I'm not saying it's low. Reason being, whenever he plays a good defense, example, Clemson, he plays like trash. Example, 21 for 42. Yes, you'll notice he went 21 for 42 with 317 passing yards with 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. But the real question is, when did he get those touchdowns? He got them in the fourth quarter. He had one in the first quarter. He got the rest in the fourth quarter when they put their backups in garbage time. So, yes, it's going to seem like, oh, he didn't play that bad. No, he played horrible. He played horrible. His QBR was a 27.2. He played terrible. And I mean terrible. The passes he was making were ill-advised. They did not look like good passes. They just, like I said, unless somebody's open, he can make open passes. And every once in a while, he'll make his tight spiral passes, but it's not consistent enough for you to say he's that great of a quarterback. He made me look bad because I put my faith in him, and he made me look bad, though. So on that note, yeah, he's very overrated. I don't want to talk too much about him anymore. He definitely, like I said, even last year, I mean, he deserved Heisman to a certain extent, but he had 4 losses last year. I didn't like the fact about that. When you have 4 losses, I don't think anybody deserves 4. I mean, Heisman would have 4 losses, but stat-wise, he did deserve it. But other than that, though, I don't know. I think he's very overrated. So let's go ahead and go off of that topic because he made me look bad last week. Can't put my faith in the guy anymore. All right, let's go to this week's matchups. This week's matchups. We're gonna go ahead and go do a small little live look. I mean, you can't really see it, but talk about it real quick. Of USC versus Washington State, as you know, they're both ranked teams. USC's 5, Washington State is 16. They're playing at the moment. The current score is 7-10. I don't know if you're watching it right now. If you are, you want to give like a little small little update of what you're seeing or anything?
I'm just going ahead and watching it on the Scorecaster really quick on ESPN, Gamecast little thing. Not too long ago, Sam Darnold threw another pick. It's his first of the game, but he's been struggling this year, starting to make me lose a little bit of faith in him. I don't know if it's just one of those down sophomore slumps. I mean, Jameis Winston had the same problem. After his freshman year of winning the national championship, he came in the next year and he looked like a freshman. He looked like his freshman year he would do in his sophomore year, and his sophomore year looked like he was a freshman. And that's what I'm seeing from Sam Darnold right now. It's shocking to me. I'm starting to lose just a little bit of faith in him. I still think he's the best quarterback from this group this year that would come out. But backs against the wall again on the road. USC has the ball right now on their own 9 with about 12 minutes left in the second quarter. Looking to see if they can put a drive together and take the lead or at least get in field goal range to tie the game.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm watching a little game cast also. But, like I said, that is a problem. We had talked about that last week. He keeps throwing picks. And like I said, it might be a confidence thing. And that's what it might be. It might just be a confidence. But he keeps throwing picks and stuff. I'm pretty sure he has 9 touchdowns and, like, 8 picks or something now. Or maybe 7. I'm not for sure. But, I mean, he's almost even. He looks like Eli Manning out there right now, or Andy Dalton throwing the ball. I mean, he's winning games, don't get me wrong, but he's throwing every touchdown, he throws a pick with it. I mean, but he's winning games, though, so you can't knock him. Like I said, though, earlier, I think they're going to lose this game. I think, like I said, Washington State has the home field advantage. I think Washington State is going to pull this game out. So it's going to be fun to watch. Like I said, the game's only in the second quarter, so if you watch, I mean, it'll be nice for everybody to watch it right now. I mean, 7-10, good game right now. Like I said, UNC has the ball backed up in their own nine. So let's go ahead and move off of that game, though. Let's move to Ole Miss versus Alabama. Who you take? Well, I see you ask who you're taking. I mean, why not? But Ole Miss usually gives Alabama a problem because they have Chad Kelly, but I don't think that's going to be a problem this year. So let's see who you're taking, though, which I know who it is, but hey.
I'm taking Alabama, man. I'll tell you right now, if there's a game Alabama can lose, tomorrow might be the one. For some reason, Ole Miss, they find a way to keep the game close. They throw the ball up in the air, and it gets batted, and somebody catches it and takes off for a 70-yard touchdown, and that's usually the momentum difference. I don't know what it is. That seems to happen a lot in college football, and when Alabama loses games, it's usually off a complete fluke play.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see if one of those fluke plays happen. Maybe Shea Patterson's got a fluke play in him.
Yeah, I'm taking Alabama, but like I said, Bruce, before, I mean, Ole Miss always gives Alabama problems. I mean, maybe it was because they had Chad Kelly, but like I said, and Chad Kelly was a good quarterback, so they always give him problems. But I'm definitely taking Alabama when they're in their front seven. But, like I said, if it is a game that they could lose tomorrow from, like, an unranked team, I think it is tomorrow because Ole Miss, like I said, gives them problems. And you're completely right. If you think about it, every time they lose, it is off of a fluke play. I mean, even when you think back to it, I mean, yeah, it was ill-advised. You kicked the field goal for a 60-yard field goal, and Auburn won that for the kick six. But I don't know. That was tough for them to lose that game. And it was a fluke. I still to this day, like I said, it was an ill-advised coaching play, I would say. But it still was a fluke play that 2 years ago when Ole Miss won, that was ridiculous. I don't know. That little tip catch. So let's see if they get a fluke play, like you said. But like I said, I'm going to definitely go with going Alabama on that one. To the next game. We got Auburn versus Mississippi State. You got Mississippi State trying to redeem themselves from last week from their blowout. It was 31-3 against Georgia. Who are you taking on this one?
You know what? I'm going to go with Mississippi State. Should be a close game. Auburn has much close to nothing of offense. If they score, it's going to be defensively, very similar to Florida. Pretty much all the SEC teams are in Alabama and Ole Miss. They go out there and sling the ball around a little bit. Ole Miss, Alabama just runs it down your throat. But I'm going to take Mississippi State in that game. I think it'll be close. I think Mississippi State wins 17-13.
17-13.
And so, by the way, USC just took the lead with an 86-yard touchdown run.
86 a run?
Yeah, Ronald Jones II.
That's impressive. It's very impressive. So what is it, 14-10? I mean, 14-10 now?
Yep.
All right. Come on now, Washington State. Don't make me look dumb. Don't make me look dumb again. All right. So for Auburn, Mississippi State game, I picked Auburn to beat Clemson a couple weeks ago, and I was wrong on that. They ended up, I mean, like I said, it was a defensive game. It was 6-14. They played the way I thought they would, but they didn't score any points. Mississippi State's defense is not good. Auburn's offense is not that good. So, on that part, I'm going to take Auburn. I think their offense is going to click tomorrow against Mississippi State's defense. I don't have too much faith in it. I don't think – I don't think it's going to be a low-scoring game because I think Auburn's defense is okay. I don't think it's as great as everybody thinks it is. I think it's okay. So, for the score-wise, I'm going to say 24-14, or I'm going to Auburn's way. I think Mississippi State gets in the end zone two times, but I don't think they get in too many times, though. And I got Auburn finding a way to get the dub. So, I think, like I said, I think their running back is Martin. I think he has a big game on the ground, which we'll see. But, yeah, I'm going Auburn on that one. And then let's go ahead. You got the big game this week. You got Clemson versus Virginia Tech. Who are you taking on that one?
I'm going to go with Clemson. I just think they keep it rolling. Close game, though. Definitely a close game. I'm going to go I can't give you an exact score, but I'm going to go Clemson by a field goal.
Clemson by a field goal. I am going to. This is going to be – I wouldn't even call it an upset. But this is going to be a semi-upset of this week. I'm going with Virginia Tech on this one. And I think it's going to be a very close game. I think Virginia Tech is going to win by 7. I think it's going to be close. I think Virginia Tech is going to have the ball left. And I think they're going to drive down the field and they're going to get the dub this week. I think they're going to get a last-second touchdown. I might be wrong. I mean, I went against Clemson 3 times, I think, this season already out of their own 4 games. So, I mean, one of these got to be right. Maybe it's just I'm bitter still, but I don't think I am. I still don't have faith in Kelly Bryant. I think Kelly Bryant's good. I don't have too much faith in him still, but we'll see. I think Virginia Tech's quarterback is very good. Josh Jackson is very. I think his name is Josh Jackson. I think he's very good. I'm pretty sure he has like 11 touchdowns, or like maybe 2 interceptions. I think it's 1 interception actually. I mean, yeah, you can say they haven't been playing too many good people, but I mean, they've been playing decent people. I mean, they're not the best. I mean, but they've been playing okay competition, not great competition, but enough to show that he's decent. So this is their biggest matchup so far. I mean, Clemson's defense is amazing. So he's gonna have to be composed, and for him to win this game, he's got to be composed. He has to act like a veteran. He has to go out there and lead his team to victory. It's simple as that. So it's going to be fun to watch, though. I mean, this is definitely a game I'm going to have on my TV. So I'm going with Virginia Tech, though, by a touchdown. And then, just to sum it all up, do you have any team on upset alert this week?
Any team on upset alert?
Yeah.
Nah, if there was a game, I would say maybe upsets Oklahoma State. I don't think they will, but I think that's the game. And then, obviously, the only other game could be Ole Miss at Alabama. My opinion.
Like I said, I'll go with that Ole Miss-Alabama game, but I don't think it will happen. But I think that's a – like I said, it can potentially happen. I wouldn't be, like, too surprised, but I don't think it will happen. The only other game I can see there might be an upset is the Tennessee-Georgia game. And only reason why I'm going with that is, yeah, Tennessee just lost off of Hail Mary 2 weeks ago. Well, a week ago now. No, two weeks ago now.
Okay.
And I think they gotta redeem themselves somehow. If they go out there and get this win against Georgia, that'll be their redemption game. And I feel like they're gonna go out there fired up and ready to get the dub. So I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna go with that Tennessee game. I'm definitely going with the Tennessee. I mean, I'm going with Tennessee upsetting Georgia this week. Once again, might be wrong, but I'm going with it. That's what I'm going to do. Another question, too. Who is South Florida's coach? Is it Charlie Strong? Charlie Strong's our coach in South Florida, right?
I think so.
I Okay, they're fried. I just noticed they're 4. They're ranked now, and they're 4-0, which is remarkable. Granted, they haven't played anybody, but hey, still says something.
USC just put another field goal on the board. Washington State threw a pick in their own territory, and USC kicked the field goal.
Oh, once again, I might be wrong again. Maybe I need to stop going against these good teams, you know. Maybe I need to start picking these good teams to win. But Washington State still has time. It's only second quarter, 10 minutes left. Like I said, the game is on right now. Best bet, your best bet is go over there and watch it. It's good football. Have a fun. Like I said, that's all the topics we didn't cover. Anything else? Let's get a. Got anything else? Give me 30 seconds that you want to say at all. Anything about any sports. I mean, it don't have to just be college. Let me hear a little something.
Thank you to the Chicago Bulls for giving my boy D-Wade a chance to win another ring, even though I don't think he will. Thank them for giving him a chance instead of keeping him trapped in that goofy organization they got going on over there. Other than that, can't wait for opening night of the NBA till LeBron just puts his you know what in Kyrie's throat. Appreciate it.
You really do not like Kyrie anymore.
I've never liked Kyrie Irving.
Oh yeah, that's right. You didn't. Yeah, you're right. I forgot you didn't like Kyrie. All right. So granted, I am going to piggyback on that too with that. You know, D-Wade, we both D-Wade fans. That's our favorite player. So I am very excited to see him on a winning, a competitive team now. They are not going to win the finals, in my opinion. But that's a different story. I'll leave that for what you call it, for another time when we do our NBA show. But other than that, I do want to talk about my Buckeyes for one quick second. Guys, let's go out there and put up 80 against some Rutgers so we can show everybody that our offense is okay. You know, if I see anything less than 40 points, I'm going to be highly upset. Yeah, I went out there and destroyed UNLV last week. Didn't talk about that because UNLV sucks. I expect y'all to put up at least 60 or 70 against Rutgers and get ready for this Penn State game in 2 weeks. Go out there and just have a good game. And other than that, go Broncos, go Miami, go Dodgers. Let's go get the championship in Los Angeles. But other than that, everybody have a blessed day. I mean, a blessed night because it is nighttime. Thank you for watching. I mean, listening to us. And Realist, have a good one.
You too, bro.